Thank you for calling customer support. This is Caitlin with whom I have the pleasure of speaking with.
Yeah, my name is Steve Barber.
And I'm going to assist you.
Yeah, I got one of the discount coupons in the email, which I filled out and gave my credit card information to. And I think you're are you the people who are doing a discount? Are you the company?
So I'm a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products and multiple companies.
Oh, geez. Okay. Because I'm just worried that it's a scam. I guess after I get off the line that I'm just worried that it's a scam. It's Try Extreme Discount. And that's the name of the – that's what the email says, support at Try Extreme Discount. And I guess I'm just not sure if – and then your number actually was – there's a fraud alert that came across from my credit card company. And it had your phone number on it. And it says Intense Tech, and it has your number. So I'm just not sure if your phone number is on there. That's why I'm calling this number, just to get more information. Do you have a record? Is there a way you can pull up a record of my charge?
So if you want to provide me with your zip code, I'd be more than happy to assist you.
Sure, appreciate it. It's 92009. And it was just like a half hour ago.
And your first and last name?
Stephen Barber.
And can I get you to verify your address?
3048 Via Ramaza.
Okay, so give me one moment while I place you on a brief hold so I can look over your account.
Sure, sure.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see that you placed an order today for the amount of $7.95 for a foot massager.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and that's
yes, sir.
A legit order. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I went back and looked at the email. It was a lot of misspellings and stuff like that. Red flags came up. They spelled Costco wrong. And I went back and looked at it and said, holy shit, you know, and then the fraud alert came up. So you do have a record of the charge, and, you know.
I do.
It's a valid charge.
Yes, sir. So your address is 3048 via Romaza?
Correct.
Carlsbad?
Correct.
California?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, sir. So they did spell everything correct.
Oh, no, I meant in the email.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the problem. When I went back and looked at email, it had this promotional discount, and the fraud alert came up from my credit card company. And then I went back and looked at email, and the email had Costco spelled wrong, it had thank you spelled wrong, and it kind of like, you know, okay, it looked, the red flags went up, and I saw them all in misspelling. And, you know, I just, because normal emails Costco, and people know Costco would know how to spell Costco. So, so I just wasn't sure if this was legit, and then your phone number came across on the fraud alert. So, but this is a legitimate charge.
Yes, sir, it is a legitimate charge.
Okay, great. And so it's not a – okay, it sounds like this is not a fraud situation, man.
No, sir.
I feel better. I feel better then.
So they typically ship out a day or two days after you order them.
What's the name of the company that actually this went through? Because I'm not really sure the name of the – do you have a name for the company?
We're called Foot Massagers.
Oh, okay. This is the foot massage company. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh. Okay. So that's interesting. All righty. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.